You're listening to an African Elements top news story for Thursday, November 27, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news.
Quilombolas ganham COP30 Climate Recognition.
Brazil's Quilombola communities, descendants of Africans who escaped enslavement, stand as a powerful symbol of enduring resistance against centuries of oppression. Their ongoing struggle for recognition, land rights, and cultural preservation recently reached a significant milestone at COP30 in Brazil. At this major international climate summit, Quilombola voices advocating for climate solutions gained new international prominence. This remarkable achievement is built upon a rich history of autonomy and resilience, stretching back to the earliest days of slavery in Brazil. The journey of Quilombolas mirrors struggles across the African diaspora, where communities have consistently fought for freedom and self-determination against overwhelming odds. This recognition connects their historical fight for liberty and land with the contemporary global challenge of climate change, positioning them as essential partners in forging equitable and effective solutions. The struggle of these communities provides a crucial lens through which to understand the intertwined histories of Black resistance, environmental justice, and the fight for human rights in the Americas. Recognizing their contributions is a step toward acknowledging the profound and often overlooked role of people of African descent in shaping global environmental and social landscapes. The history of Quilombos is directly linked to the brutal transatlantic slave trade, a system that forcibly transported millions of Africans across the Atlantic Ocean to the Americas. This inhumane trade primarily occurred between the 16th and 19th centuries and formed a crucial part of the global economy. Brazil received approximately 5.5 million enslaved Africans between 1540 and the 1860s, nearly half of all enslaved Africans forcibly transported to the New World. Faced with inhumane conditions on plantations and in mines, many enslaved individuals resisted by escaping and forming independent settlements known as quilombos. These communities, often established in remote and inaccessible areas, allowed formerly enslaved people to rebuild their social and cultural structures, rooted deeply in their African heritage. The most iconic of these settlements was the Quilombo dos Palmares, founded around 1605 in what is now the state of Alagoas. Palmares grew into a formidable autonomous republic, thriving for nearly a century. By the 1690s, its population was estimated to be between 11,000 and 20,000 inhabitants, spread across multiple villages with sophisticated systems of agriculture and trade. The community successfully repelled numerous attacks from both Portuguese and Dutch colonial forces. Its leaders, such as Ganga Zumba and his nephew Zumbi dos Palmares, became enduring symbols of Black resistance in Brazil. Zumbi led the community in continued defiance until Palmares's eventual fall in 1694 and his death in 1695. Even after the abolition of slavery in Brazil in 1888, these communities persisted, evolving into contemporary Quilombos, where descendants maintain distinct ethnic identities and communal land structures. A century after abolition, the 1988 Brazilian Constitution legally recognized the existence and rights of contemporary Quilombos for the first time. Specifically, Article 68 guaranteed their right to collective territories, aiming to provide legal title to the lands these communities had occupied for generations. However, the implementation of these rights has been a protracted and challenging process. The first land title was only granted in 1995, 7 years after the constitutional recognition. Bureaucratic delays, opposition from powerful landowning interests, and political unwillingness have significantly hampered the titling process. Without proper land titles, Quilombola communities remain vulnerable to illegal land seizures, agribusiness expansion, mining, and infrastructural development.
Despite these obstacles, Quilombola communities have gained increasing visibility and legal recognition.
The International Labor Organization's Convention No. 169, ratified by Brazil, safeguards the rights of indigenous and tribal peoples to their traditional lands. It emphasizes the rights of these peoples to maintain their own cultures and recognizes their collective rights over lands and resources.
In 2003, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva enacted Decree 4.88, establishing procedures for granting collective titles. This decree faced constitutional challenges that took 15 years for the Federal Supreme Court to adjudicate, but the court ultimately upheld it in 2018. Recent data highlights both the significant presence and ongoing marginalization of Quilombola communities. Brazil's 2022 census officially counted the Quilombola population for the first time, identifying over 1.3 million Quilombola people spread across the country.
Despite constitutional guarantees, the pace of land titling remains extremely slow. As of July 2023, only 211 Quilombola territories were titled throughout Brazil, with 62 of them being only partially titled.
In 2024, it was estimated that if the current pace continues, it would take over 2,700 years to title all 1,857 quilombos with open processes at the National Institute for Colonization and Agrarian Reform. Only a small fraction, 4.3%, of the total Quilombola population lives on lands that have received a full land title. Approximately one-third of the Quilombola population lives in the Amazon, where they are described as invisible guardians of biodiversity.
Their traditional ecological knowledge supports sustainable agriculture, forest preservation, and biodiversity conservation, offering a model of coexistence with nature.
The headline-making recognition at COP30 in Brazil signifies a critical advancement in the Quilombola struggle.
COP30, the 30th United Nations Climate Change Conference, is scheduled to take place in Belém, Brazil, in November 2025. This location marks a significant opportunity for Brazil to showcase its environmental commitments and for Amazonian and traditional communities to voice their concerns.
After years of sustained pressure, language specifically mentioning people of African descent and their vital role in climate solutions has been incorporated into key UN climate documents. This acknowledgement validates their historical contributions to environmental preservation and their unique vulnerabilities to climate change.
Recognition at COP30 can translate into increased international attention and support for their land rights, potentially leading to specific actions and funding mechanisms. It can also unlock access to international climate finance designed to support indigenous and traditional communities in their climate adaptation efforts. Furthermore, it strengthens their bargaining power against destructive development projects such as agribusiness and mining. Quilombola communities face unique vulnerabilities to climate change due to their deep reliance on traditional practices and subsistence farming. Climate impacts, such as altered rainfall patterns and extreme weather events, directly disrupt their livelihoods and food security. Contemporary Quilombos actively preserve a rich array of cultural practices rooted in their African heritage.
These efforts manifest in unique forms of music, dance, religious ceremonies, and communal social structures. An example is the preservation of Jongo, an Afro-Brazilian dance and musical form that combines African drumming, singing, and movement.
Quilombola communities also often maintain traditional spiritual beliefs such as Candomblé or Umbanda, which serve as vital spaces for community bonding.
The Quilombola struggle in Brazil shares significant parallels with African-American struggles for social justice rooted in the legacy of the transatlantic slave trade. Both movements involve the fight for self-determination, the preservation of cultural heritage, and the demand for land rights. Quilombos are analogous to Maroon communities in other parts of the Americas, including the United States. Both struggles emerged from the resistance to slavery and its enduring impacts, seeking freedom, dignity, and equality. Agribusiness expansion, mining, and large-scale infrastructural development projects pose severe threats to Quilombola communities. These activities often lead to deforestation, water contamination, and forced displacement, making land titling essential for protection. Mining operations contaminate water sources with heavy metals, while agribusiness expansion often leads to the loss of traditional forests. The collective impact of these threats undermines their cultural identity and ability to practice their unique way of life. This recognition at COP30 represents a significant step forward, connecting the historical struggle of Quilombolas for freedom with the urgent challenge of climate change.
Copyright African Elements.